This is the Adam Gold Show.
C.L. Brown covers the Tar Heels for the News and Observer, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How you doing? It's a paper takeover. Luke's on in about 45 minutes.
I saw that with the tweet you guys sent out. Yeah, we got a nice little murderer's row, if you will.
Absolutely. All right, so I went into the break saying, is it leadership like Hubert Davis has talked about? I threw in stewardship because there are people that have criticized the head coach. I am not among them. Or is it some other ship that's going on right now in Chapel Hill? You and I have talked about this off the air. What do you think is really plaguing this team right now?
Well, I do think there is a bit of a leadership vacuum in terms of among the players. You know, there's not one guy who will get up in somebody's face. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I really think Brady Manick could be that person had he not been a transfer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even know that he takes that kind of ownership for the locker room. But he's kind of got that mentality. At least we've seen a sneak peek of that, you know, after they beat UNC Asheville when, you know, he was basically like, this is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And you could just kind of feel him seething. But I do think they have – I think generally they're nice guys or whatever.
Right.
But I do feel like they haven't gelled. Like this – they're not really a team. They're like a bunch of talented individuals, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. that happen to play together. And I think they are missing that one kind of Pied Piper leader who could get everybody together kind of thinking on the same page and executing on the same page. And that's what's missing to me with this team when they have those losses like the other night in Miami. They're just missing somebody who brings everything together.
C.L. Brown from the NNO is joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter at C.L. Brown Hoops. I look at the structure of this team, and first of all, that guy's got to be somebody who has the ball. I mean, it doesn't have to be the point guard per se, but it's got to be somebody away from the hoop. So it's hard for that to be Armando Bacot, because then at that point you just look selfish, you know, demanding the ball. And they should be getting him the ball just about every possession. There aren't a lot of players in this league that can defend him. And there are a couple, but there aren't a ton of them who can defend him on a regular basis. But I look at this team, like if we took Miami of Ohio uniforms and put them on this team, we would look at them like, oh man, you don't want to play them in March. Because I don't think they're terribly athletic. They don't seem to break you down off the bounce, but they can shoot. And it just seems like that's the type of a team that they are, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but it certainly hasn't worked out great, although they're 4-2. So maybe we should just shut up and stop complaining.
Well, that is part of it is like, yes, they've had some bad losses, red flag losses. Certainly not the quality of opponent hadn't been bad that they've lost to, but the way they lost, you know, Tuesday night by 28 and the 29-point loss to Kentucky. Because those aren't teams that are next right. generation teams that you should be losing by almost 32.
Yeah.
But I think just that people do need to kind of take a breath and calm down and take a step back and let Hubert Davis in his first year as the head coach work his way through this. Because, you know, they had bad losses under Roy before that were kind of inexplicable. They hadn't in the same season though, like this, like two losses like they had. And even going back to the Tennessee game, which the deficit wasn't as bad, but the effort was along the lines that we saw, you know, the lack of effort, I should say, was along the lines that we saw against Kentucky and Miami. But in terms of the leadership question though, I don't let Armando off the hook just because he doesn't have a, you know,
he
can't throw the ball to himself, obviously, but he could be that presence because he's got the credentials for it. You know, he's been here. Leakey has been here longer, but you know, the responsibility and the role that Armando has is greater than Leakey's. And so as that guy, he could have a big voice. and be respected for it, because other guys knows, you know, that he's been here, he's been through it. So, but maybe, you know, obviously it's not in his personality if he hasn't done it by now, right?
Right.
So
true.
It's one of those things, but somebody needs to step forward for them. Somebody. Otherwise, we will be talking of another short, you know, another short march in the NCAA tournament. And that's even getting to the NCAA tournament might be in the question if they have some more losses like Tuesday night, because they're not doing well in terms of the net rankings and quad one wins. And the ACC, there's not going to be that many opportunities for them.
There is no question that conference games do not provide a ton of quad one opportunities for anybody. I haven't looked at the net. I have a hard time with the power metrics before we get, really before teams have played 20 some odd games, because it's just, we just don't have a fabric yet. But we're sort of at the period where we can probably start paying attention to them. Their overall number doesn't look as bad as their record against the best teams. They've only got one good win, and the Michigan win is one of those that we're not sure is, how good is that?
Michigan win is suspect
right.
at this point. So, yeah, and they haven't done anything away from the Dean Smith Center. That's another problem. They have to get a marquee road win. Tuesday night was an opportunity. Frankly, if they win Saturday, you know, at Wake Forest, that would be their best road win for sure.
I don't think there's any question. Here's the thing about that game at Wake Forest. C.L. Brown is joining us here. Is that Wake's power numbers don't look good, but
yeah,
we watch them. I don't think North Carolina is the better team going into that game. I think Wake has more ways they can beat you. I don't think either team is great defensively, but how do you see this? And I think it would be easily their best win of the year.
Well, after Tuesday night, I think that Wake, you know, should be favored in the game. But I also feel like because of Tuesday night, Carolina isn't going to come in. they're going to come in focused. Like, I think because they laid such an egg, Hubert Davis had their attention during their practices this week. And Saturday, if we don't see basically one of the best efforts, regardless of the outcome, just the fight and competitiveness of this team, if we don't see that on Saturday, then I would say North Carolina's done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if losing that bad doesn't motivate you, then I don't know how they're going to get through, you know, unless by some miracle they just shoot lights out the rest of the way and outscore everybody and never have off nights, you know what I'm saying? Which mm-hmm. isn't going to happen, but I don't see them without showing some heart, basically. I don't think it's going to happen for them this season. And you would think, though, because we've had this conversation before after the Tennessee game,
yep.
It was like, okay, we're not going to have this kind of effort again. That's what Hubert Davis said after the game, you know, this isn't going to happen again. And then we saw it again after Kentucky. And then you think that's the lesson. And then we saw a bit of it at Notre Dame in that loss, especially in the first half when, you know, they just let Notre Dame run whatever they wanted to run. And, you know, the fight wasn't there. And so we heard them talk about it after that game. And now it's Miami. So at what point do you stop talking about it?
Right.
And be about it. Right. So this is the identity of this North Carolina team, though, in terms of what we're trying to search for and define them by. I think right now this is how they're defined, you know, inconsistency.
Is Leaky Black the guy who will take Alondis Williams out of his game?
I would imagine he's going to try. He's going to be the one, you know, who gets that assignment. Alondis Williams is just the type of year he's had based on where he came from. I mean, he was only 6.5 or something like that points per game at Oklahoma, was third deep, you know, at small forward on their depth chart, basically. And to come out and explode like he has this year is just pretty remarkable. And exhibit A for the transfer portal.
Yeah,
for people out there.
I'm a huge fan of the transfer portal because guys are getting opportunities elsewhere. I could not be more behind what we have seen in college basketball. I think it's great.
Yeah, well, in some situations, not all, but because I kind of feel like that's part of the reason why the ACC hasn't, why it's down this year. I don't think everybody has really utilized and found the right fits in the transfer portal, and it's hurt some teams.
Well, I mean, I could certainly see that, but I mean, just like anything else, to me, it's about opportunity for the player. And if Alondis Williams wasn't going to get an opportunity at Oklahoma, he found himself an opportunity. Jake LaRavia, too.
I'm all for the portal. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. But but it's tricky. Like, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You can find an Alondis Williams, or you can not find it and be relying on somebody who's not coming through.
Well, there's a period of time for State where Casey Morcell, you know, was playing poorly. He played very well the other game, even though it was in a loss, but he played very well. Maybe that'll kickstart the rest of his season. CL Brown covers the Tar Heels for the News and Observer at CL Brown Hoops on Twitter. Thank you very much, man. Enjoy the Joel if you're going out there. Bring earplugs. It should be pretty loud.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's I grew up down the street from the Coliseum in Winston, and you know, I've missed being there for a good environment.
Right,
it's been kind of dull to say the least. But thanks for having me, Adam. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
You're listening to the Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.